This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
What Trump has said, basically, we don't want conflict with Russia until we have to, because it wouldn't serve our interests. Gotcha. You have said, and I think I'm quoting, we need to hit them hard.
Yes.
Why would that serve vital American interests?
Great question. Number one, what Russia did in our election did not change the outcome. Donald Trump's a legitimate president. Clinton lost because she was a bad candidate. Trump won because he is the agent of change. It's not because of what the Russians did, but what they tried to do is interfere in our election, and what they're doing all over the world is try to break the backbone of democracy. If you forgive Putin, you're screaming weakness. Remember the red line? You better not cross this red line. If you use chemical weapons, I'm coming after you with Assad.
Yes.
Obama did nothing. If you forgive Putin for what he's done in our election and what he's doing all over the world, he will be on steroids. And it's the worst possible thing you could do to reset relationships with Russia. You need to smack him in the face. I don't want a war with Russia, but I want them to pay a price for trying to undermine our democracy and what they're doing all over the world to other democracies.
So you obviously were here for the debate surrounding the Iran deal.
Yes.
And you were a participant in that debate, a vigorous participant in that debate.
Lousy deal.
Yes. So during that debate, the governments of Saudi Arabia and Israel and some of the Gulf states spent millions of dollars trying to influence the outcome of our domestic conversation on that. They spied on us, as you know, and they basically lobbied for their positions on that. Now, we're close to all those countries, and I think we should continue to be, and I think you agree. How is that different?
Well, one, you pay lobbyists to represent your interests. Israel does it. A lot of foreign countries come to Capitol Hill hiring lobbyists, say, would you do A, B, or C? What the Russians did is they hacked into a political party, to a political party. They did it to the Republicans, too. So anyway, the backbone of democracy is political party. Parties. When you compromise one party, you compromise
all. Wait a second. The Israelis and the Saudis, and I think the Gulf states as well, spied on us during that. They had inside information, and it was in the press, about the deliberations over the Iran deal. I wasn't mad about it, but that happened.
We spy on other people?
Exactly. So why is what Russia did uniquely bad?
This is uniquely bad, in my view, is because what you did is you hacked into a political party. You gave that information to a foreign entity called WikiLeaks, and it was used in a fashion to undermine confidence in our election. That is a red line that you should never allow any foreign entity to cross. It's fundamentally different than coming up here and asking me as a senator to do A or B. It is a crime. It destroys democracy. Let me tell you what they did in Georgia. When Georgia invited Crimean parliamentarians to come to a regional conference, they shut down the parliament's website. And Estonia, when they took a statue of Lenin down, the Russians cut off the power in the capital of Estonia. This has to stop. If you give Russia a pass, you're screaming weakness. If you give Putin a pass on this, we'll pay a heavy price because the Iranians and the Chinese are sizing us up. What they did to the Democratic Party, somebody could do to Trump. What if Kellyanne Conway's emails are hacked?
Well, this is, Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, and Tucker Carlson last night talking about Russian interference. I'll tell you, a lot of people are getting exercised over this. And, of course, Lindsey Graham's got some inside information, so... I think we still need to have, as we've been calling for, a bipartisan investigation on this. Let's get the facts. Let's find out for sure, what happened. You got Julian Assange saying, hey, there's no way that they interfered. I didn't get any information from them. What's the truth? I mean, you got a bunch of people you can't trust anyway saying things here. And not that I'm saying about Lindsey Graham, but I'm just saying, look, let's make sure we agree on what's going on here. I think if any country outside is interfering with our democratic process, that should be one of those established red lines, and it should be noted to the international community that we're going to consider this as a very serious threat, and there will be consequences. But let's make sure that we have this down, and we understand that this in fact happened. I think the security community is still questioning some things. You know, they're saying it's a model, but I'm not hearing factual evidence yet. Are you? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation will continue. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Find out how you can connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave. And, of course, if you want to get involved in the conversation, we encourage that because your opinion does count. And you can even drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Former DHS Targeting Center's Phil Haney, who was featured in Enemies Within, which we've talked about many times with Trevor Loudon, has an amazing tell-all account of how the Obama administration ordered his list of terrorist names to be wiped clean from our intelligence databases. Now, when recently retired DHS frontline officer and intelligence expert, Phil bravely tried to say something about the people and the organizations that threatened the nation, his intelligence information was eliminated, and he was investigated by the very agency assigned to protect the country. I know this sounds like one of those bizarre kind of tales, but you got to hear it from Phil Haney himself. Phil, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, good to have you here. Your book, See Something, Say Something, kind of outlines, what basically happened to you, doesn't it?
Well, I saw something. I took a vow to help protect our country from threat, both foreign and domestic, and I said something. I found out, according to them, I shouldn't have. They thought I should say nothing. Mm-hmm. That's why we call it See Something, Say Nothing. I've been thinking a lot about the swamp lately. You know, the swamp keeps coming up in the public arena.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to tell Mr. Trump that I know where the valves are, and I can help him drain the swamp. And guess what we're going to find down there on the bottom of that nasty swamp? All the evidence of the things that we're talking about today. Like they drove out there in the middle of the night and dropped this stuff overboard, never really expecting that it would ever come to light again. But we might have the opportunity, once that water is drained out, to go in and dig up all that evidence, kind of clean it off like an archaeology project, like the buried treasure, and see what's there, because it is there.
Well, Phil, I've maintained, Phil, that I just at a sense, don't ask me how I know it, but I just sense that with the close of this administration, we're going to have an opportunity to really drain the swamp. And I mean, to deal with some issues. I mean, if this country truly is going to get forward, it's got to let go of all the false and prevailing stories that are out there that are so untrue, that have been rather cumbersome to the progressive direction. And I don't mean progressive in the terms that some people mean progressive. I mean progress, moving forward. I don't mean the way that it's been hijacked, that term. But if we're going to move forward and get this country back on track and to be great again, we've got to deal with the horrendous lies that have inculcated the woof and warp of our very soul.
Well, you're right. To me, it's a lot of, quite a bit like recovering from an addiction.
Yes.
If you're not able to at least recognize that you have at minimum 1% responsibility in that addiction, you're never going to get free from it. But as soon as you say, I can take one step forward, I can play at least a small role in acknowledging and recognizing that, I do have an addiction problem, then you start to be free from it.
Exactly.
And a lot of what I've seen going on with all the uproar is like an addict screaming for the next fix.
Right. Is the country ready for the truth, Phil?
It's going to be tough, friend. People are going to be really, really disgusted when they see what really is down there on the bottom of the swamp. There's going to be some nasty stuff that's going to be dug up. If, in fact, we actually are able to drain the water out. That's just the start.
Right.
Is getting the water out.
Well, we've got to bring the light to the situation. You know, it's been said that that's one of the best cleansers that we have available is the light of day and the light of truth. And it would seem that this country is looking for that. And this is going to be quite upsetting to the status quo that has lived for a long time, for decades, under this shroud of secrecy.
Well, you know, it is true that the truth sets you free.
Right.
And it might not be pleasant, but there's no hope for of our country disenthralling itself, to borrow one of Lincoln's phrases, and to recover ourselves if we don't have the courage to face the things that have been done in the name by trusted, by elected officials who have abrogated their constitutional duties and put us, contrary to what outgoing President Obama said, at much greater risk.
Exactly.
And we have to address the nature of the threat we face, just like if you happen to be diagnosed with a disease and then develop your approach based on what the truth is, not on a false narrative, because that won't help us.
Exactly. Well, in See Something, Say Something, you and your co-author, Art Moore, you did your due diligence. I mean, this book is loaded with eyewitness account, supported by internal memos, documents, and exposes the federal government capitulating to an enemy within and punishing those who reject its narrative. I mean, to the point, as Trevor Loudon has pointed out in Enemies Within, in the book and also in the documentary here, Phil, we've got people that are within the very confines of our government, the leadership of our government, who are card-carrying, antithetical theorists and practitioners that do not believe and will not support our Constitution.
Well, you have two forces, two sometimes cooperative and sometimes competing major forces going on. You have the progressive left trying to alter or abolish this current form of government, ironically what it says in the Declaration, but you also have the Islamic forces that want to alter or abolish this form of government and replace it with Sharia law,
right,
which they consider to be the gift to mankind. So in that respect, in terms of wanting to alter or abolish this current form of government, they become natural allies.
Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I mean, it's like the same thing that you're seeing in the Middle East, but now America is unaware of what is happening within their government operations, where you've got these forces, these antithetical forces. Right now, their common enemy happens to be the U.S. Constitution and patriot and God-fearing people.
Well, that is the bulwark, the seawall that all these strong waves are crashing against is the Constitution. It's not the Republicans, it's not the Democrats, the independents, or anybody else. It is this force of water crashing itself against the seawall. You know how water is, that will overcome an obstacle, either going under, over, around it, or through it.
Exactly.
And that's what they're trying to do, is crash against the wall, find a weak point, and split it wide open. That's why the anarchists are publicly stating what they say they want to try to do during the inauguration on Friday. They're not even shy about saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But that, to me, is part of that addictive behavior. They don't seem to realize that the supplier is gone they're not going to be able to go down to the corner and buy, you know, their next hit or next fix so easily as they were before.
Right. Well, recently retired DHS frontline officer and intelligence expert Philip Haney is with us. He, along with Arden Moore, his co-author, have written the book See Something, Say Something. We've got more from Phil Haney on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he's lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Our conversation with Philip Haney continues. Philip, you know, we talk about these antithetical forces that are within our government. They are a clear and present danger that continues to gain ground within our government. How did they get a foothold to begin with?
It's kind of like gardening. You know, anybody that's grown a gardening knows you have to be very observant and diligent. Otherwise, the weeds will take over your garden.
Exactly.
So I don't know all the things that have distracted us from taking care of our own country's garden, but it happened. Now, is there hope for to recover it? Yes, I have said that repeatedly in the last few months, that yes, there's hope. In fact, people would be pleasantly surprised how fast it would turn around. If we are, in fact, able, for example, to drain the swamp and then get down there with our hazmat suits and do the forensics on all that stuff that we're going to find down there on the bottom of the swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it will be really nasty, but some of it will be actually good. We'll find stuff down there that we didn't even know existed before.
Exactly.
That they've been going out in the middle of the night and tossing it overboard. And Hillary Clinton really thought she was going to win, I suppose. And they were never going to have to deal with all that stuff down there in the bottom of the swamp. But now they might have to.
Exactly.
And that's why they're all in a panic, because they know that if Trump follows through in what he's trying to do, that there are going to be criminal charges filed against people because people died.
Yeah.
You know, if this was all just an interesting academic discussion, you know, about databases and dots and, you know, clues and things like that, that would be one thing. But it translated into real life.
Exactly.
And people lost their lives.
Yeah.
And the families of the people in Boston, Fort Hood, San Bernardino, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, I have to say, sadly, they're going to be mightily upset when they find out what more could have been done that wasn't done deliberately and intentionally. And that's the part I hope to play. I want to ask a simple question.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you delete the evidence? Why did you delete the information out of the system? Answer that question, please.
Well, you're saying that some of this goes back to the Bush administration when they stripped you and other frontline officers of your ability to define the threat. Why were they handcuffing you?
It started in 06 on the mantra that Islam is a religion of peace. And it was kind of a quid pro quo arrangement. We'll let you help us stop terrorism. But what they didn't realize, that they don't see what we call terrorism as terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Saudi Arabia stands up in public and says, we don't support terrorism. So does the American government. We don't support terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
However, Saudi Arabia supports Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
They don't consider them to be a terrorist group. We, on the other hand, designate them as a terrorist organization. So even though we both say the same thing, we don't support terrorism, we obviously have a completely different definition of what terrorism actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what that disconnect is, what they took advantage of.
Was this all part of the consequences of political correctness, or did that contribute to it as well, Phil?
Well, yeah. The fear of being labeled an Islamophobe is greater than the fear of an attack.
Wow.
Like a mathematical equation. You have on one side of the equation the fear of being called a Islamophobic racist bigot, and on the other side you have the fear of an actual attack. You put the mathematical symbol in between those two statements. Is it bigger than, less than, or equal to?
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, how much did the Obama administration, you brought this up just a moment ago regarding the Boston Marathon, how much did the Obama administration know in advance of the Boston Marathon bombing?
Well, I put records into the system 4 years before the Boston Marathon bombing related to mosques and networks right there in Boston. Would you like to guess how many times they were queried before the Boston bombing?
How many times?
Zero.
Zero, yeah.
But would you like to guess how many times they were queried after the bombing?
Still zero?
Still zero. What does that tell you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we have
Maybe they didn't know beforehand, but can they say that afterward, that they didn't even use the most basic, fundamental, elementary counterterrorism 101 investigative ability to look into records that were right there in the system, pointing the finger in the right direction? They didn't even do that.
Well, why has the Obama administration, you call it a stealth policy to protect Islamic leaders with supremacist beliefs and violent jihadist ties. And it has gone so far to allow them to freely travel between the U.S. and the Middle East. How can this be, you know, on the heels of, you know, Boston and Orlando and San Bernardino and on and on? How can this still be? And I know you're saying it's all part of, it's there in the dregs of the swamp, that if we open up the valves here, we're going to really understand what this is all about. But right off the bat, with your experience and you're looking at this, how do you explain this to the public?
I think that some of it was illustrated. Remember a few months back when Congress passed the bill allowing American citizens to sue Saudi Arabia terrorist attacks?
Right.
Remember all the noise and all the threats that Saudi Arabia made that if we pass that bill, that they would, they said directly they will destabilize our economy?
Right.
They said that.
Yes.
I thought these guys were our friends.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were on the same side. So why is it when we get closer to being able to address the truth through the legal system, which, of course, President Obama constantly referred to, we got to do it through the legal system. When we actually did get to that point, we were threatened by a foreign government that they would destabilize our economy. And that's part of it, is the threat, the coercion, the intimidation, the uncertainty of our leaders of what they really believe, the reluctance, the lack of courage to stand up and defend constitutional values, up to and including their sacred honor and life, if that's what it takes.
Exactly. Well, Philip, the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, even when you consider the president's half-brother, Malik, who is regarded as a Muslim Brotherhood participant, if not one of its leaders, has had incredible access to the White House and classified information. Thank you very much, the Obama administration. And you cite this in your book as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll take an example I'm closer to home with, and that is the organization's that were cited as co-conspirators in the Holy Land Foundation trial, the support of Hamas trial, that culminated in 102 convictions in November of 2008 of five individuals for support of Hamas. There was a list of other organizations that were involved in this scheme: Islamic Society of North America, Council on American Islamic Relations, North American Islamic Trust, and a bunch of other ones. Well, the plan was to go to part two of the Holy Land trial and literally shut these groups down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did the Obama administration do? The exact opposite. They literally brought the leaders of these groups into positions of influence and authority within the executive branch of the federal government. And that, my friend, is why I got in so much trouble, because I had already targeted those individuals before Obama ever became president. And therefore, they ordered me to take all that linking information out of the system. I tracked the number of meetings that those individuals had at the White House, and I left out at 150 and counting.
Wow.
About 2 months ago. 150 different times over the course of an eight-year administration, at least, where the leaders of these same groups that were designated supporters of Hamas were invited into positions of influence and authority within the executive branch of the government.
Well, Philip Haney has been our guest, retired Department of Homeland Security intelligence officer. He's blowing the whistle on the federal government's role in Islamic terror threat. His book, See Something, Say Nothing, is available at all the usual places, I take it, Phil?
That's true. Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, actually you can go into the store. And WND website, those are the ones that come off right off the top of my head.
And, of course, it'll be linked on our website as well. Phil Haney, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, you're sure welcome. Thank you, everyone.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Mr. Obama, tomorrow is your last day in the White House.
Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president. I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
But these negotiations will be on C-SPAN.
You know, I respect the fact that Senator Clinton and President Clinton attempted in 93 to get health care reform passed. But I do think that they did it in the wrong way, because it was behind closed doors and we did not enlist the American people in the process. When there's a bill that ends up on my desk as president, you, the public, will have 5 days to look online and find out what's in it before I sign it. Let me say it as simply as I can. Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this president.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's what it's all about. If we're going to make some decisions, let's do it based on the truth, right? That was then, here is now, and all kinds of excitement here. And reporting from Washington, D.C. is Jacqueline Klimas. She's defense correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Jacqueline, the town is abuzz. You know, here we are. The countdown has been rolling. We're down to hours now. And just a little over 24 hours, I guess maybe more like 28 to be near exact. Okay, 27 and a half. Let's get closer. You know, we're going to have the 45th president in place.
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting time in D.C. for sure. There's lots of preparations going on, and everyone's kind of getting ready for a busy weekend.
Well, security and everything, you and I were talking about this, you know, before we came on the air here. And security is somewhat like, you know, Times Square. I mean, once you get inside the mall, you're there. It's locked down. But maybe, you know, maybe you have a little bit better access to bathrooms than they do in New York there, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, so some of the monuments are going to have bathrooms nearby. So hopefully once you're in the security perimeter, and I know I've seen friends share maps about for the Women's March on Saturday for, you know, places that you can go to warm up or to go to the bathroom. But I wouldn't expect movement around downtown especially to be easy this weekend.
Well, you know, it's this is an interesting time, and I'm like you. I'm ready for all the conjecture and the possibilities and all this other stuff. It's kind of been unfortunate, you know, that because of the divided country that we're in and, you know, the psychology of our country right now is that here should be a time that this should be just a unifying celebration. And for, you know, a majority of America, it will be that. But sadly, there's still too many people that are, you know, disenchanted and they're disenfranchised. And I say self because this is a decision they've made themselves. I mean, and, you know, they look at it and they want to interpret it a certain way and, you know, make claims like he's not my president. Well, you know, who is the president, you know?
Yeah, you know, there definitely has been that sentiment, but I think we've seen the upper echelons, at least of the Democratic Party, not really take that attitude. We've seen President Obama meet with him and try to make as smooth a transition as possible. And I think hopefully that will trickle down through the rest of the party and through the rest of America because, you know, tomorrow at noon, he is everyone's president.
Exactly. Well, Jacqueline, in your article that you wrote the other day, after the president decided to commute the sentence of, you know, Manning, Bradley Chelsea Manning, you know, you wrote an article about, you know, what about the vets? You know, they're asking why Obama is pardoning felons, but not those with PTSD. I think that's an appropriate question.
I think it is. We saw Vietnam Veterans of America send a letter to both President Obama and President-elect Trump back in November asking them to work together through the change of administration to look at and pardon these veterans who had received other than honorable discharges because of behavior linked to PTSD. These can be things like showing up late to formation or alcohol abuse. And these veterans are kicked out of the military because of these things that do link to combat-related PTSD, and then they don't have access to VA benefits or other education benefits that they should.
Well, that's the thing, you know, that I want people to understand here, and you bring up an excellent point here, Jacqueline, is that, you know, you've got people who served our country because of things that happened in war. You know, now that we understand so much more about PTSD than we did then, I mean, that was still relatively new, PTSD and the shock and everything that happened with Vietnam. There was just such a cloud and misunderstanding. And our vets paid a humongous price on many levels at every turn, whether it had to do with the acceptance of coming home with an unpopular war and the sentiment of the country at the time, with everybody burning their draft cards and all that. And, you know, of course, the stories that you hear, it was almost like all our military men went to Vietnam just to, you know, get their heads all loaded up on pot and everything, you know. But you got real lives here and people that are affected. And now that we understand PTSD so much more than we did then, to me, that seems like an academic decision.
Absolutely. There are tens of thousands of people in the military that are out of the military now who had previously served that this is impacting. Some reports say there are 22,000 in the Army alone who may have been kicked out because of PTSD symptoms. And now these are arguably the people who need access to health care and these things to help them transition out of military life the most. And they don't have access to it because of these other than honorable or these general discharges.
Yeah, how do you blame them for that sentiment? I mean, here you go. You let somebody who basically, executed a treasonous act. Put people at risk, lives that, I mean, and some have suggested, gone so far to say that the information that was disseminated by Manning was deleterious and actually killed people. And here you've got people who have served and they've lost their benefits. And I mean, you know, I think America kind of appreciates a little bit more about what that means with what they're going through with Obamacare. And whether they have health care or not, and then to lose it because of, you know, the judgment that came down from the military based on older information. This is very tough on the family and the people that served our country.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely a difficult thing to go through. And you talked about Manning. I think it's also important to note that Manning may have been the most high profile in the list that Obama released this week, but there were more than 200 commutations and more than 60 pardons in there, including one. There was another military one in there for a former officer who had lied to investigators about giving classified information to journalists about the Iran nuclear reactors. So
yeah, this is a general too. I mean, you know,
exactly,
so
yeah.
This is high echelon, and for a general, you know, to be exonerated like this, I mean, if you're going to open up the gates here a little bit, to me, it's a minor consideration and one that is very justified to consider, you know, these Vietnam vets.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not clear exactly how a pardon would work. I don't know that you can pardon discharge, but this veterans group is just asking Obama to sort of to somehow take care of these veterans before he leaves office.
Well, Donald Trump, we know, is very, very sympathetic to the causes of vets, and maybe whether it's something that is done at the early entrance. I mean, he's got a lot of things that he wants to do. In fact, it's being reported even by the Washington Examiner that there's probably four or five executive orders that this president is going to sign probably over tea and coffee with the Obamas. Before they, you know, just to get everything ready before they go down and he takes the oath of office, right?
He's certainly set himself up for a busy couple of days, but it's important to note that he has also, that letter in November was sent to him as well, and he has not responded to this issue either.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, his hands are full, there's no doubt about it, and he's going to pick and choose, but certainly I think this is a cause that is worthy of his consideration, and I hope he does this. And like I said, if it's not with him, then it will be with the new VA secretary. I trust that will be the case because Barack Obama has opened up, you know, some files here, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have a whole new leadership, a new guy at the VA who the veteran service organizations have already worked with. So we'll definitely see how they handle this.
Well, Jacqueline, thank you so much for being with us. Jacqueline Klimas, Washington Examiner, defense correspondent. Be safe out there in the midst of the craziness, okay?
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what that means, huh? Okay, cup of coffee, treat, maybe some early morning popcorn, why not? Live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, it is the Movie Guy, reporting on the weekend's big winners at the box office and the best of the coming attractions, and he's got a pocketful to share with us this on inauguration week around the country. But, hey, it's good to have a little break once in a while, a little amusement, why not? Hidden Figures, the big ticket last weekend, huh?
That's right, again, making another $20.8 million. It's made about $55 million so far. That was number one. And, hey, La La Land moved
yes.
into the number two slot, making $14.5. It's made about $75 so far. Sing was number three. The Bye Bye Man didn't say bye bye. No, it made the number four slot. And Rogue One, a Star Wars story, by the way, broke $500 million in this country, just this country alone, this week. So, and
wow.
Buckets of cash from
half a billion dollars, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about. Is this it's going to hit a billion right after everything is all said and done?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I can look up the overseas number. I think it's made over a billion so far when you take a look at worldwide revenue. But just in this country, $500 million, which is saying something. Right?
Yeah. Well, hang on one second here. I want to talk to you about La La Land. I mean, I guess it's kind of connecting with people, with the awards and everything, and people are kind of, it kind of took a little bit to catch up, and that doesn't happen very often. Usually, they come, they go, and they kind of fade away, but Lala's living to breathe another day and have some good buzz around. I mean, box office-wise up, almost 50% over the previous week.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, there are two ways to release a film, and there is the blockbuster release pattern, which is where you get as many screens as you possibly can, 3,000 or 4,000 screens, and go out and blow the doors off.
Right.
And then there's what they call the independent film release pattern, which is where you start with 4 or 5 theaters, try to build the buzz, then you expand to a couple of hundred screens, and they expanded to 1,848 screens last week for La La Land, and that's why you're seeing increased awareness of the film and that box office number going up. It's kind of how they do it with some films. So,
and even still, not even fully released at only 1,800 screens, and for it to have this kind of success, prospects look pretty good for it.
Really, and we're just entering the award season, so that
goes
too well as we go along. As I was saying, I did have a chance to see that Martin Scorsese film, Silence. Mm-hmm. with right. Andrew Garfield. Well, you know what?
The one that leaves you silent afterwards, I guess.
Well, that's true. You know, it's 2 hours and 50 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
You know, why do I know that? Because I was looking at my watch most of the time. You know, it's very well done. It's Martin Scorsese, but it's like looking at a director's cut where you get everything, right? And the shots go on forever, and it's like, okay, can we move this whole thing along?
Yeah.
It's be prepared to be, you know, kind of, you know, take your time with this one. They say it took him 30 years to get this to the screen, and one critic says, yeah, and it's like 30 years to watch.
Exactly.
So, yeah, forewarned there.
Yes.
Not the case with this movie starring Vin Diesel, Triple X, Return of Xander Cage. 89% of the critics are recommending this crazy thing, and I was unaware that this is the third explosive chapter of this blockbuster franchise, according to the press release.
Ooh.
You got Xander Cage, played by Vin Diesel. He's left for dead after this incident, though he secretly returns to action for a tough new assignment with his new handler, Augustus Gibbons. Now, he's coming out of retirement here, self-imposed retirement, to do deadly battle with an alpha warrior, Shong, and his team to in this race to recover a sinister and seemingly unstoppable weapon known as Pandora's Box. So he recruits all these guys, and they go off to battle this whole thing. He's immersed in this deadly conspiracy that points to collusion at the highest levels of world government. You know, it's a lot of action. Vin Diesel does this sort of thing really well, and I guess there is a fur coat that he wears in this thing, which is part of the fun.
Oh, that'll get him all revved up. This is the battle of the X's. You got Xander, you got Zhang. I mean, maybe when we come back, we'll come back with an X name of some sort.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's just something about having an X name
at the beginning, which makes you mysterious and evidently quite the warrior.
Anyway, yes, exactly. Okay.
Triple X out this weekend.
Right.
You remember M. Night Shyamalan, right?
He made
Sixth Sense, which, by the way, was back in 1999. He's had a little trouble recreating that magic, but this movie called Split, which is directed by M. Night Shyamalan, is getting good reviews. 77% are recommending. Stars James McAvoy. This is a story about three girls that are kidnapped by a man with 24 distinct personalities. That guy, character's known as Kevin, played by James McAvoy. He's shown 23 of these personalities to his trusted psychiatrist, Dr. Fletcher. There remains one, still submerged.
That's one thing about people with multiple personalities. I mean, it's like, how do you know you're down to the very end?
You don't, I guess.
I mean,
figured it out with this one. There is, there are 24. We've seen 23, and one is going to cause all of the mayhem in this movie called Split. Now,
yeah, that's like kind of like dealing with some of these politicians. You know, they're just, their personalities are endless. You know.
There you go.
Hey, here we go. You know, this might be one for them. Okay.
Well, we have 24 here, 23 of which we know, one we don't. That's what's happening here in Split. They say it is really creepy. You might want to check out the trailer.
Yeah.
And then one that I've been looking forward to for the longest time, I'm going to see this weekend. It's called The Founder.
Yes.
This is the movie with Ray Kroc, played by Michael Keaton. This is the sales guy who turned this restaurant, two brothers, the McDonald brothers, they owned this restaurant in, by the way, San Bernardino, California.
Exactly, right.
It's one of the biggest restaurant businesses in the world. Can you believe that?
I mean, it's such a great story, and I was looking at the trailers the other day, and I'll tell you, Michael Keaton does an incredible job, I mean, from what I've seen.
This was released before the end of the year in several locations, so it should be up for awards, and it's coming along at just the right time when people are starting to pay attention and voting on these things. This is the story of Ray Kroc.
Uh-huh.
He was this struggling sales guy from Illinois. He met Mac and Dick McDonald. They were running this burger operation. I think it was about 1954 in San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
He was impressed by this speedy system of making the food, right?
Yes,
This is the beginning of fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw the franchise potential. This details how Kroc maneuvered himself into a position to be able to pull the company from the brothers and create this billion-dollar empire. Amazing story.
Yeah.
And, looks like Michael Keaton is really on his game.
Yeah.
83% are recommending that one. So we have a documentary here called The Sunshine Makers, which is kind of interesting. For those of us, I'm of the age when I can remember the whole psychedelic era.
Yeah, exactly.
This is kind of got a real kind of a real life Breaking Bad for the psychedelic set. You got these, it's called The Sunshine Makers is the name of the documentary. 100% of the critics are recommending this. It reveals the fascinating untold story of Nicholas Sand and Tim Scully, who are the unlikely duo who are really at the heart of the 1960s American drug counterculture. They were united in this utopian mission to save the planet through the consciousness-raising power of LSD. And so they were underground chemists. They manufactured a massive amount of acid, including the gold standard, I guess, for quality acid, orange sunshine, as it's known.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all once while staying one step ahead of the feds. Kind of an, it was at the New York Film Festival, a big film there, and it's an interesting tale about a very interesting time in our country, the Sunshine Makers.
Yeah. You watch that, and then you understand why we are where we are today.
Maybe this is the problem. It's kind of an interesting documentary there. Then we have Red Turtle. This is a movie which is an animated film which won top prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
How many animated films have we had this year?
Well,
I mean, between last year and this
lot...
year, of course, we're brand new, but I mean, you know, wow, I mean, it's amazing.
It is amazing. This is an artistic animated film as opposed to what you might see from Pixar.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they aren't artistic in their own way, but this was a top film at Cannes this year. And the interesting thing about this movie is there is no dialogue. And you might think, wow, that sounds like a long day at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But if you check out the trailer, you'll see why this is so interesting. This is a story of a guy who is shipwrecked on a tropical island inhabited by turtles and crabs and birds. And the red turtle recounts the milestones in the life of a human being.
Well,
might sound a little slow. Check out the trailer. It's beautifully done, and if, from what I've been told, it keeps you engaged the entire time. 91% recommending The Red Turtle.
So bring your imagination with you, right?
Right, yes. Yeah. And then we have, of course, the Sundance Film Festival, the 2017 Sundance Film Festival opening up this weekend. I happen to know a little bit about this because I spent years working for the Sundance Channel. And we were up there every year. And they have some very interesting documentaries, very interesting films being premiered. One being this movie called An Inconvenient Sequel. Now, this is, of course, starring Al Gore. Inconvenient Truth came out about 10 years ago.
Well, he's going for another award, maybe? Is that what the deal is?
Perhaps another award. This,
oh, yeah.
You know, this is about the documentary An Inconvenient Truth, of course, which brought in the nation's attention, you know, to climate change, and this is a follow-up. And this coming along at, you know, a very interesting time. As a matter of fact, Sundance and the Institute have dedicated an entire section to climate change. They have 14 different documentaries that are addressing this particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another movie up there called The Hero, which you're probably going to hear about. This is Sam Elliott playing an aging movie star. I love Sam Elliott.
Yes, I do, too. Yeah.
Spends his time, talking about the glory days to his former co-stars, and then he is diagnosed with cancer. He's suddenly faced with mortality, tries to set things right with his estranged daughter. That you might hear about, as well as many more. You can check it out online. Now, a lot of things are streaming, so you can take part in the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, really? That's
without
good
actually
fun.
Being there. Just check it
wow.
out online.
So here you worked for the Sundance Channel, and they wouldn't even give you a parking space there?
No, that's the joke. There is no parking in Park City, Utah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, that's why you bring your skis. You go out there and you hit the slopes when you can, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, why not?
Good times.
Hey, Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California, with an update here. And Steve-O, it's always good to have you with us, and we'll see you at the Cineplex. Hey, I'm in the mood, man. Big box of popcorn this time. No jujubes, though. No jujubes. Make a note. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.